I love Jamie Butters. I don't get to see him or talk to him very often, but every Friday he gives us automotive views. Jamie Butters, executive editor of a great, great publication from the Crane family. It's Automotive News, which is a spectacular and has been spectacular voice of the industry for a very, very long time. So it got my attention when Jamie Butters wrote a piece that starts off with Tesla is no longer a luxury brand. And in 2022, he explained to all of us why he considered Tesla a luxury brand. The prices were high. It competed mostly with the likes of Mercedes-Benz and Lexus, and it represented a new kind of luxury-based more on technology, from the advanced driver assistance system and upgradable software to the charging network, the environmental signaling, and then on ornate designs and the rumble of a big engine. Now, I just, as a reminder, not that it matters, but I like to say it, I didn't like Elon Musk very much with his cars. He impressed me with his rockets that could re-land and be used again. But the cars, because he never came clean, stood up and clearly said Tesla cannot drive itself. Maybe he's done that by now because a lot of people have died thinking it could. But it always bothered me. Be that as it may, I honestly never thought of it as a luxury car. But Jamie Butters is going to explain all that to us right now from Automotive News. Jamie?
Hi, Paul. Thanks for all your kind words. You read my stuff so well.
I appreciate what you do. I don't get a chance to do it, so we depend on people like yourself, professionals, who do it. We appreciate it on Fridays on our show of Automotive Views. And, of course, as executive editor of Automotive News, it's been around forever and doing such a nice job. But what's changed for you to say now, if you thought Tesla was a luxury brand, that it isn't anymore?
Well, I know there are other folks out there that agree with you that it never was, and you already shared, you know, my points why we have had always classified it that way, especially when they first came out with, you know, the Roadster and the Model S and the Model X. I mean, everything was priced like $100,000, so it seemed like luxury, and for us, like, Automotive News really serves the industry. So, you know, for the sake of the industry, you're like, here's this new player taking these luxury customers, right? And moving into that space. And then they came out with the X and the Y, or the 3 and the Y, and they were a little more in mainstream luxury, kind of in that Lexus territory. And then last year they changed the game and slashed their prices. You know, the Model Y went from being priced in the mid 60,000s to the mid 40s. And then, you know, and at the same time, you know, the price of the average vehicle in the U.S. has come up to like the mid 40s. It's kind of mind blowing. That used to be deep luxury territory, and now it's really the middle of the road. Model 3 is often sold in the 30,000s. I actually drove a Camry this summer or last year that was priced at 40,000. So, you know, the heart of that brand is really in the heart of the market right now. So it's no longer exclusive, and it's really no longer priced like luxury, at least with their core models.
So the S and the X models still considered luxury vehicles?
I think you have to consider them that based on their price, but as a brand, and generally the way we define the results of the industry, we do it by brand. It's not a perfect science, right? I mean, you look at some of the pickups that are out there. I mean, Ford has been making luxury caliber pickups for many years. Ram just came out with a new tungsten trim level that's $90,000. So there's always been some, you know, variance within the brands. But, and I think, you know, if you're looking at the S or the X, you're talking about a luxury buyer. But as a brand, you know, we're really treating them as a mainstream brand now.
I like the way you put this. It makes it clear. Jamie Butters, executive editor of Automotive News. That is, at the end of your story, the story of Tesla and Elon Musk will continue to be fascinating to watch, no doubt. But as we're keeping score at Automotive News, we're going to compare Tesla more closely to Toyota and Ford than to Mercedes-Benz or Aston Martin.
That's really where they're going to make their hay.
That sums it up.
Well, especially going forward, right? Because, you know, Tesla's not growing so fast right now, but it's because they're really putting most of their, they're doing the Cybertruck and the semi and, you know, things like that. But the real focus is on producing a Tesla, a smaller, cheaper Tesla, presumably to be called something like the Model 2, that would be priced in the 20s, you know, maybe $25,000 to $30,000. We know the Chinese are working in that range. Stellantis, Ford, and Kia have all said they are working on trying to come out with smaller, more affordable, yet still profitable EVs. They might need some technology breakthroughs on batteries, but, you know, Tesla's going to start making a car in the 20s. They're planning to be more like Toyota and more like Ford than BMW.
You know, it makes so much sense when you put it this way, Jamie Butters. And what they did, what he did, what Tesla did, was completely opposite of what most of these car companies have done in their lifespan. For example, he started with the expensive models that would be called luxury models. It's why you called them a luxury brand in 2022, because they started with those expensive models. And they've slowly tried to make cheaper vehicles to sell more of them, I guess. Whereas a lot of the companies in the auto business started off with the cheaper models. Look at what Toyota did. They made a fabulous Corolla many years ago. Dollar for dollar, it was the best car made. But then they worked their way up into the more expensive brands like Lexus. So it's they've done it in an opposite way. It worked for Tesla. And in the same sense, it worked the opposite way for a Toyota to get better and better cars, like the Camry you spent $40,000 on, and then into the Lexus and all of that. So it's very funny because he came in, quote unquote, not knowing what he was doing, but he did it very well.
Well, you know, that's one of the fascinating things about the auto industry and most industries, but I focus on the auto industry. But there, you know, there's more than one potentially winning strategy. You know, it's about execution. But yeah, they needed those expensive vehicles because the batteries were so expensive and they couldn't afford to lose. Just like Toyota and Ford, they can't afford to lose $5,000 per car. So you sell $90,000 cars, you can make some money on those, even with a $10,000, $20,000 battery in it. And then as they've gotten better, more efficient, they've brought the price down and down, and they want to keep growing and be really big someday.
Jamie Butters, Executive Editor, Automotive News. Please send along my best to Casey Crane and the team there. And we'll hear you this Friday on Automotive Views. Jamie Butters, Executive Editor of Automotive News. Thanks so much, Jamie.
You bet, Paul. Great to do it.
We continue on WJR.